None but the hungry heart. 1:6. Fullness of self. Cease ye from man, whose breath is in his nostrils, for wherein is he to be accounted of? Isaiah 2, verse 22. As Christians, we are going to be controlled by one of two powers, the self-life or the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. The former will make life hell, and the latter heaven. He who knows that awful power of the self-life within, its enmity with God, its carnality, its grieving and quenching of the Spirit, its deadly blighting of all the blessed fruits of the Spirit, its fierce and desperate resistings of his hunger to enter into the full life of the Spirit, needs no other explanation of the lack of the fullness of the Spirit than the fullness of self. Do not seek to shatter the mirror which reflects your soul's lack of beauty. Rather welcome the truth and believe that next to knowledge of the Lord Jesus, nothing is so important as the knowledge of self. There is nothing in self worth holding on to. It ought to be handed to the cross. We have submitted ourselves to such a life as that, and our Father is going to give us every opportunity to allow the Holy Spirit to hold the old nature in the place of death, with the glorious end in view that our Lord Jesus will have the preeminence. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. Wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. Job 42, verses 5 and 6.